the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
Family members of the man charged in the fire attack on Israeli hostage supporters in Colorado are being taken into custody by ICE. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem said on X that the wife and five children of Mohammed Sabri Salomon have been arrested. They're being processed for expedited removal. Salomon faces federal and state charges after at least 12 people were hurt in Sunday's attack. Police say he dressed as a gardener to get close to protesters, where he used a makeshift flamethrower and Molotov cocktails on the crowd. The Department of Justice is looking into the list of people former President Biden gave pardons to. It comes as concerns rise about Biden's state of mind while serving his final months in office. Biden granted clemency and pardoned over 1,500 people in his final weeks, including members of his family and death row inmates. Speaker Mike Johnson says Elon Musk's criticism of the Republican Party's massive tax cuts and spending bill is very disappointing and terribly wrong. The comments came minutes after Musk went after President Trump's One Big Beautiful Bill, calling it a disgusting abomination. Johnson shared that he spoke with the tech billionaire yesterday and told reporters Elon is missing it, but noted it's not personal. A witness in Sean Diddy Combs' sex trafficking trial says Combs paid big money to hide the infamous video allegedly showing him brutally assaulting Cassie Ventura. Kristen Marks reports.
Testifying under immunity, L.A. Hotel security supervisor Eddie Garcia said that Diddy gave him a paper bag containing $100,000 in cash for the video showing the attack on his ex. Garcia also said Diddy had him sign a non-disclosure agreement stating it was the only copy. He also said he didn't call the police after viewing the video because Ventura didn't request him to. Another Diddy accuser is expected to testify Wednesday using the pseudonym Jane.
The mayor of Newark, New Jersey, is suing one of President Trump's top lawyers over his arrest at an ICE facility last month. Today, Ross Baraka filed the federal lawsuit against interim U.S. attorney for New Jersey, Alina Haba. Haba is accused of defamation and false arrest. I'm Chris Garagio.
Ready to level up your brand?
New Jersey 101.5.
Here's New Jersey Fast Traffic.
Ocean County crash on the Parkway southbound exit 81 in Toms River, the exit for Lakehurst Road. The exit ramp is blocked off, and we've also got delays in Howell on Route 9 northbound right near Aldrich Road heading up to past 195. Again, that construction work continues there. New Jersey Turnpike, we've got delays southbound in the Eastern Spur at exit between 15X and 15E. Two lanes are blocked with an accident. You're backed up from 16 EC Caucus, and unfortunately, you can't divert to the Western Spur because it's closed in both directions. Also on the Turnpike, southbound truck lane work between 6 and 5, and northbound approaching exit 5, and southbound trucks with delays easing between 8 and 7A, where we have construction work. The Commodore Barry Bridge is busy both ways. You're down to a lane with construction. 78 West, brake lights between exit 45 and 43 with road work with Route 22. And farther west, delays easing exit 11 to 7 in Bethlehem, where we have construction. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, we're moving pretty well, but the Holland Tunnel is set to lose a lane. There's work at the Goffles Bridge to Staten Island. Those delays have cleared. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report, 1118 on New Jersey 101.5.
The voice of New Jersey is you. Use your voice now. Call 800-283-1015 and be part of the conversation.
This spring.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly clear and comfortable through the overnight hours. Lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Hazy sunshine for Wednesday, very warm and a little more humid. Highs will reach the mid to upper 80s. And clear for Wednesday night, it will be warmer than recent nights. Lows between 60 and 65. A very warm day Thursday, somewhat humid with times of clouds and sun. Highs again into the mid to upper 80s. And variable cloudiness on Friday with an afternoon thunderstorm in a few spots. Highs in the lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Your New Jersey temperature, it's 64.